Blog Talk Radio. We've done in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Welcome to We the People of Oklahoma. We are forging ahead. We are filling out our petition for a grand jury investigation into the Tulsa Sheriff Department and Sheriff Larry Glanz. Oh, do we have information for you? We have information. It's going really good. People are out there every single day, getting those signatures. Upload this. Why don't we go to some of the information we have, some of my files I have on hand. Let me go over here. One moment. All right. Let's see here. Get some updates. Not for sure if we're going to have some people call in tonight or not. They have been working all weekend long on getting those signatures. So let's see here. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, okay. Well, it doesn't look like anybody from that group is. They are really tired. And I am so happy and so pleased at the efforts that they put forth to get this petition filled out. I mean, they've gone to Mayfest, the Blue Dome Fest. They've diligently stayed at certain locations day in and day out, and you know that's remarkable. How they work well with each other. And Sheriff Glanz, I want to go over. Let's see, 20. Well, that one was closed. Let me go to another group and get my other files. One moment. Just one moment. Let's see what they have here. Goodness. Well, that's not going to help us. Let's look at the discussion. And we are trying to return all of our political representatives and law enforcement officials to acting within the constraints of the oath of office they took when they were sworn in. This group, We the People of Oklahoma, that is why they've been created. It's a good country. It's a good state. We just need to fix a few things. So let me go over here. Just be one moment and see what's going on. Not for certain how many signatures they got today or yesterday, but I am so thankful for the rain that we had, in spite of having our people having to walk in the rain to get signatures. You know, they're of good cheer, very good cheer. I just have to say it again, and we are grateful that the lakes are full again. Be careful about driving into any water. It may seem shallow, and it can go so quickly. So quickly can run your car off of the street that you think is there. Oh, I'm just looking at some things. Oh, they're on Disney. I'm sorry, I'm getting distracted. This happens to me. Oh, oh my goodness. That is so cool. I'm really getting distracted here. I need to stay on target. But just an aside, Disney's Tomorrowland is in the theater now, and I can't wait to go. I can't wait to go. Now, we do have a picture in 1921 with a man with his hands up. He's an African American. And then a picture of someone with their hands up, saying, "Hands up, don't shoot." Not a lot has changed from 1921 to 2015, but it is our hope and our intent to help cultural environment in Tulsa, Oklahoma to change. Oh my goodness, what is that? I'm really getting distracted. You know what? I'm just going to go to the studio and see who has called in, if they have yet. And I'll just go over the points I normally go over when talking about this situation. Let's see if I can get the chat to open. I had opened the chat earlier. I guess it closed down. BTR has had a few problems this past weekend. At least I could call into my show tonight. So that part is good. Very pleased, very pleased. So what are we talking about? Why does this all matter? Eric Harris. It's a disturbing video, disturbing audio that I have to play. But this is the catalyst that got CNN to look at our sheriff's department and our sheriff. What is wrong with this picture, basically? What is there that does not belong there? Kind of Sesame Street time. But what I'm about to play is anything but Sesame Street. What I'm about to play is real. If you're under the age of 18, I ask that you no longer listen to this show tonight. This is disturbing. If you are sensitive, if you have a heart condition, you may not want to listen to this clip. This is the clip of Eric Karras being murdered by our finest, the Tulsa Sheriff Department. And the one that shoots him is a reserve deputy, meaning that he's a volunteer deputy. But he did not go through the training that our other reserve deputies go through. He is 73 years old. He loves to shoot his gun, has a lot of variety of guns. He has donated so much to former campaigns of Sheriff Glanz. He has donated so much to the Sheriff Department, i.e., Larry, his buddy. It was surprising and shocking to me when I was at the press conference. This is about a month ago. This is after CNN had been here, after all the news work. Even a news crew from Denmark, lots of different people have been coming here to report the news. And he slipped when they were talking about Robert Bates. That's the man. The name of the man who murdered Eric Karras in cold blood, shot him in his back. Shot him in his back while he was down on the ground. I don't know how much more of a coward a person can be. And then he blamed it on, "I thought I had my taser." A taser and a 357 Magnum, there's quite a bit of difference. Quite a bit of difference. Let me make sure I'm plugged in at this point. Okay, that's a little bit better. I'm not seeing my levels here. So, let us listen to this disturbing, but I believe it needs to be heard so you can understand the situation in Tulsa. So you can understand why this sheriff calls Robert Bates Bob, how they've gone on fishing trips together. Bob is a pay-to-play deputy. And might I add, back in 1921, the then sheriff at that time was deputizing almost anyone to be a deputy to maintain order. It was not about maintaining order or keeping the law. It was about genocide back then. We're talking about a city called Tulsa. We're talking about a city that put machine guns on top of buildings to gun down its citizens, its African American citizens. Let me be clear. We're talking about a city called Tulsa who allowed planes to fly over that section of Tulsa called Greenwood. I used to call it Black Wall Street. The planes flew over and they dropped kerosene bombs on Tulsa. Pictures after the rally, the riot was over, the massacre, the genocide was over, and it will truly look like a war-torn society. You will think it's Berlin, but it's Tulsa. The white areas were unaffected. In the history books, it will say 300, that they put the number at 300 that have died in the Tulsa race riot. Numbers has been as high as 3,000. We have a beautiful river that runs outside of Tulsa. It's called the Arkansas River. In 1921, because it had slats up the side, they were work trucks, were filled with bodies, African-American bodies. The truck stopped at the side of the bridge, and one after another, African-American bodies thrown into the Arkansas River. A dog was treated better than this, in death and in life. When I look at the Arkansas River, while I'm walking or jogging on Riverside Drive, I do not see a beautiful, serene picture as others see. Perhaps a tourist is having a drink at one of the places, restaurants, along the river. I do not see the same vision, the same image that that tourist sees. I see a cemetery, up to 3,000 souls. And that's where some of the bodies lay. There's mass graves in Tulsa. Why am I discussing all this? Indeed, why? Because it's 2015 and there are still dead African Americans in the streets of Greenwood. It has never stopped. It is called something different. Justified murder. It has never ceased. While just a month and a half ago, our school board decided that the worst race riot that our nation has ever seen, that it didn't need to be taught in the Tulsa schools, that it just didn't matter, it was not relevant. It is relevant. Please find out what your school board member voted. And vote them out if they said it didn't matter. I, like many other people, are tired of Oklahoma being a national embarrassment every single day. Or it seems like every single day. There's a lot of good to Tulsa. There's a lot of good to Oklahoma. And we want to bring that back. We need to change the cultural dynamic in Tulsa. And that is what we are striving to do with this grand jury petition to investigate the Tulsa Sheriff's Department and Sheriff Glanz. Eric Harris deserves better than what was given to him. Jeremy Lake, another murderer, he deserves better than what was given to him. They deserve justice. They deserve humanity. They have been dehumanized even after death. Where was the drug test on Robert Bates? Why was not he tested to see if he was high on cocaine? But they demonized Eric Harris after he was murdered. Eric Harris. It may be true that possibly he was guilty of a crime. But he deserved to be executed The new form of lynching? Justified murder is the new form of lynching. And if you have eyes, open them. If you have ears, hear and see what has not been shown to you, the truth. Do not believe the media. The media who has their own spin, who's owned by many different groups. And will work to defend that group. Do you think that group is you, the people? Either the we the people of Oklahoma, or we the people of the United States, a republic? We are a republic. Please remember that. Again, what I'm about to play is difficult to hear. It is definitely. If you're under 18, I ask yourself, do not listen to this. For this is graphic and it's hard to hear. At one point, you're going to hear some breathing. There are people running at that point. Let's listen to the murder of Eric Karas, a Tulsan, a kind person, a person deserving of justice. Do not think that your life is better than Eric Karas's just because you disagree with some of his actions. All lives matter, and most certainly did Eric's life. Let's listen to the last moments of his life.
Stop, 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 stop! Stop right here! Stop right here!
Roll on your stomach. Now.
Oh, my God. Sorry. Oh, shit. Oh, shit, baby. Stop it. He's got him. Oh, God. Stop it.
Stop fighting.
Oh, where the fuck is he? Oh, my God. Oh, stop it. He shot me.
You hear me? Fuck up! Oh god! Oh, he shot me! I didn't do shit! He shot me, man! Oh my god! You didn't do shit! You hear me? Lose my breath! Fuck your breath! His hands back.
With all the talk about police brutality in the U.S. right now,
and that was some of the last moments of Eric Harris. One of the last things he heard was, F your breath. When did we get to this point that it seems normal for people to die in this manner? He was murdered, pure and simple, murdered. We're going to take a break for a moment. I need to take a break. I'm going to play Tracy Chapman.
To know one name, not even myself.
Having a series of rallies, protests, and petition drives. We've been fortunate to have a double-decker bus, the kind that you find in England, in order to help us get around Tulsa, a large volume of people, going out there among the people of Tulsa to get those signatures needed for a grand jury investigation into the Tulsa Sheriff Department and Sheriff Glantz. I think it's important to be heard, especially in the court of justice. It is. Go ahead and turn this on. Now, I completely forgot my background music. What was I thinking? I need my background music. Go ahead and get my charger. Probably should have done this earlier. It's all right. Life is good. I hope you're enjoying this Memorial Day weekend. What better way to honor the people in Tulsa that have been murdered? A justified homicide, a justified murder, a justified shooting. Any of these sound familiar? When did that become normal? It was a justified shooting. When did life become so worthless that the easier choice than to apprehend the individual is to shoot them, to kill them in cold blood? When did that become the norm? I'm asking you, people of Tulsa. I'm asking you, people of Oklahoma. I am asking you, people of my country. When did that become the norm? Why did that become the norm? That's a better question. When did it become the norm? I'm sitting here. I have 3 hours. 2 hours and 34 minutes at this point. You're welcome to call in and just listen. Or push one and join the conversation. I want to hear your stories. I want to hear... Oh, goodness. I want to hear what you think. Do you know why I want to hear what you think? I value what you think. Not a lot of people do that anymore. Even if you believe something different than I believe, I'm going to value what you have to say. We're good people. When did we become so fearful? What happened to you? When did you become so fearful? We're better than that. We can treat each other with compassion and dignity. But some of our institutions, they need some changes. We definitely need to investigate some of our institutions in Tulsa to see if it is indeed true that corruption rules. Sheriff Glenn says he makes the policies. He said that in a press conference, and you can't deny it, those are his words, that he makes the policies, that he can change them, dismantle them, or create them. Basically what he said. That it was his word, his rule. And some of you may be thinking, well, he's not going to run for re-election like he's this poor old man. He is greedy. And his type of greed kills. He knew that Robert Bates was not able to do that job. How many 73-year-old men that are a volunteer reserve deputy, he's volunteering for this, you know, he's 73, he's had some health issues, he has not been trained the way he needed to be trained, and they take him on an undercover sting that involves guns. Now, come on. Someone needs to tell me why he was allowed to do this. When he was disciplined, what was it, 8 years ago for not having proper training, and they knew about this problem? This was a simple situation where he was allowed to go on safari and shoot himself an African American. If you listen to that audio, I'll play it again. He goes, "Oh, I'm sorry, I shot him, I'm sorry." It was almost as if it was scripted. Now, I'm taking some liberty there, but just listening to the voices, I don't believe he has shock and horror in his voice as anyone would have if they accidentally shot someone. Now, his position is that his taser, he thought he was pulling his taser because they were saying, "Taser, taser." But no, he had a very heavy 357 Magnum. And he shot Eric Harris, killed him, murdered him. The reason why I speak slowly is because I feel such horror, anger, disbelief. That someone that's supposed to help my city would kill one of us and say, "Oops, I'm sorry." I mean, seriously? Tulsa, I thought you were better than this. I thought you had the capacity to change, but I was wrong. I was wrong. Tulsa. You grieve my heart. But yet I still have hope. What is it that said in Lamentations? I think it's the third chapter. Not that I'm a preacher. I think I'll pull it up. I think it's appropriate, just as a piece of literature. Not favoring one or another. Let's see, Lamentations. You know, there's different types of songs, by the way, while I look this up. There's lament, exaltation, 5 different times. So, Lamentations is a poetic book, if you will. Let me go ahead and get that music back up. Let's do this one. We'll do another. We'll play this one. No. This one's better. We'll switch. downwards, more background. It's pretty. So I got Lamentations. And it stopped playing. Okay. We'll just stick with this one. Okay, Lamentations, the third chapter. Again, Lamentations is a poetic book. But I would say this passage is very good. With the 19th verse. I remember my affliction and my wandering, the bitterness and the gall. I well remember them, and my soul is downcast within me. Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion, and therefore I will wait for him. Now, as I was speaking earlier, talking about my disgust with the way the system is in Tulsa, Oklahoma, how the system called the Tulsa Sheriff's Department kills, and they call it justified homicide or justified shooting or justified, well, they don't say murder as well. That word justified. When in association with a police force, you know, the sheriff department should be part of the community, not acting as an occupier. I mean, sometimes that's the way it feels, that these people are occupying our city and it's us against them, and it really should never be that mentality. They should be part of the community. They pay taxes like the rest. Their kids go to school like the rest of the kids go to school. When did it become so distorted? Can you hear me? And honestly, I don't even know if I'm in the queue or not. And it appears that Blog Talk Radio has knocked me off their queue. They're having system problems. So I'm just going to monologue, and maybe you might like this, maybe you will not, but I'm doing the best I can. You know, I have cancer, and at times it's very hard to fight this cancer. But then I look at Tulsa. I would rather than fighting this battle in Tulsa with our sheriff's department, I think I would rather fight my cancer. That is how overwhelming the corruption is at the Tulsa Sheriff's Department. The Tulsa Sheriff's Department has the Tulsa jail, the David Moss jail. If you Google David Moss jail, maybe Sheriff Department and corruption, there's going to be a lot of creative accounting that shows up. Now, I don't know what goes on in your city if you're listening from a different city. But this matters. It matters because you matter. And to find out what is going on with people within the city. And maybe we can have a better system. So, I mean, I have no idea if Sheriff Glanz is going to be found guilty or not. But, you know, from what I've seen with just the creative accounting, if we just go by that, the fraud, the out-and-out stealing of public funds for his own good, well, he has some answering to do. And I would not want to be him. All right. I'm getting some messages now. Again, we have basically 2.5 hours. I want to go back to the rally because these are dark things to talk about. I want to talk about some good things. But this is a statement from the Eric Harris family at one of the protests. So please hear.
form. We also have a message from the family of Eric Harris. This gentleman will read the statement.
My name is Fuente Campion.
Can't hear it.
I have a statement from the family of Eric Harris regarding the protest. We understand the organization, We the People of Oklahoma, has planned the protest of the Tulsa County Sheriff's Office regarding the shooting death of Eric Harris. We appreciate the community's support. At the same time, we implore protesters to remain peaceful. The last thing Eric Harris will want is any violence or destruction in his name. As Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said, violence only multiplies evil, and we ask that you join us in our prayers for justice, peace, and unity. The statement was given to me from Donnie Smolin and Danny Smolin. They're the heads of the legal team for representing Eric Harris and his family.
Okay, so that was a statement from the Eric Harris family at one of the first protests once the media had gotten there. I believe We the People of Oklahoma became more unified. You know, there was more of a family group done. No one's pulling the purse strings here. When they had to appear before a judge to file for a petition for a grand jury investigation, there was a $137 filing fee. And at one of these protests, one of those, like what you just heard, that type of meeting that was held in front of the sheriff's department, they literally passed a hat and people put money in the hat and we got our filing fee. It was great. It was great. Let's go to... There was a member of the Eric Harris family that came to the next protest. So let's listen to that. It's about 3 minutes. Let's find out what we learn then.
Yeah. We gotta be fired. We gotta tell them what we want.
That kind of fire.
Thank you.
come together for our dear fallen people. It's amazing.
Brother Chief.
We have some other guests that would like to speak. Tina.
And that was a person from the Eric Harris family. Well, we talked about quite a bit tonight, and it's quiet tonight. It's late to have a show, and but I couldn't just waste the time. Time is too precious. Now, if we go to glansgottago.com, let me pull that site up. We'll go over some of the information that you can find there. Again, it's glansgottago with two T's. I guess you should say hashtag glansgottago.com. And it will say there, Tulsa County Sheriff Stanley Glantz, accused of misrepresentation, corruption, favoritism, unscrupulous, nepotism, and cronyism. I need to get this video where I can convert it for, let's see what that says, to ask this guy if I can convert it and use it, because it really explains what's going on. We're asking people to sign the grand jury petition to remove the sheriff from office. We're doing this in a way where we'll investigate the sheriff department and Sheriff Glantz for corruption, for fraud. Some of these things will be very easy to prove because the numbers do not lie. The numbers do not lie. So this weekend, let's see here. Well, during the week, these places you can visit and sign the petition. In order to sign the petition, you must be a registered voter of Tulsa County. You'll need to put the address that's on your voter ID card, including the zip code. We ask that you print your name legibly, and the address has to be readable. The signature, not so much. Yeah, that's okay. But they'll try to disqualify the signatures by saying, we can't read this, we can't read that. So we have to be careful. We have to have at least 5,000 notarized accepted signatures. So if you're on the northwest part of Tulsa, please go to Cleo's T-shirts. You can find them at Pine and Peoria from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. Also in northwest Tulsa, you can find three more sites. Springdale Shopping Center, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Pastor Ron Robinson, the Turley area, the welcome table. You'll have to go to the site. You could call 691-3223 for times for the petition. Also, at the New Look Style Shop, NU, it's at 728 East Pine. You can sign the petition there. If you're in downtown Tulsa, please go to the law office of Lori Phillips, 1408 South Denver, 9 to 5 daily. If northeast Tulsa, Tulsa County Democratic Party, the headquarters, 1523 South Harvard, 10 to 3 p.m. daily. Those are their hours, 10 to 3 p.m. daily. Oak Tree Books at 2812 East 15th Street, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. daily. I believe they're open on Saturdays as well, if I'm not mistaken. Southeast Tulsa, if you're in Southeast Tulsa, we have a site at 21st and Sheridan. I believe it's in a parking lot, and they have a table. They have signs around the table, sign petitioner. You can't miss them. Then Southwest Tulsa, 51st and Union, 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. We have 29 days left to get those 5,000 signatures. Let me go to another page for more sites this weekend. Hold on. Let's go over here. One moment. Let's see here. Let's see. There we go. Oh, that's kind of cool. Sorry, I saw something. Looking for additional sites. I know there is a carnival at 21st and Garnett where they have midway rides. There will be people walking about. They're wearing bright colored shirts that say, hashtag, Glam's Gotta Go. Now be on the shirt. Find those people. They'll be carrying around boards with the petition sign-in sheets. All right, and we do need more volunteers. So let me go ahead and pull this. Even if you can't not do the entire shift, we really do that you can spend to help us with the cause. Looks like 31st and Memorial, there's a site there as well. Also, downtown at 15th and Denver in front of the Quick Trip, you can sign the petition there. Pine and Peoria intersection again. Looks like there might be a site on Lewis. I'm not for certain. And 71st and Riverside, there's a site. Most people show up after 7 at that site, though. Let me look at some more comments. Let's see. They're going to Drysdale's at 31st Memorial. The Drysdale's department store, there'll be a table in front of that. My goodness. Let's see here. Let me scroll on down. See what else we can get done tonight. Perhaps someone might be listening to this in the morning. We really need your help. We cannot get this done unless everyone helps. Now, I myself, excuse me, had walked through the 21st and Garnett area, wasn't able to get the signatures I wanted today, but I did find out where not to go. So that's always a blessing, right? And going to try again tomorrow. Always got to try. Let's see. Wow. A punch bowl. Well, I'm going to have to find out a little bit more about that article. We have 28 days left. Wow. Maybe we can write an article. I didn't think of this before. People that are in our group, I'm sure the Greenwood Tribune would allow us to submit some articles on why we're doing what we're doing and how we need people to sign and volunteer, especially our young people. Maybe I'll just get on the horn and start calling some different places tomorrow. I can make lots of phone calls from home. Wow. One moment. Oh, my gosh. There's this article. I haven't read it yet, and maybe you might know about it. It said, feds investigating Florida officers who scalded inmate to death in locked shower, a torture chamber. You know, it's just, I don't know who these people are, other than there's articles about Klansmen, National Socialists joining the armed forces where they can wield power. And there's something wrong with that. Shouldn't there be a morality cause or a more intense investigation of the background of the people saying they want to be a police officer? You know, I just don't get it. Maybe I should get it, but I don't. And I got something else to say. I'm just a little bit not too happy with a certain attorney who says he doesn't believe we're going to get the signatures. I happen to know this attorney. I'm just, this is more than a, really? I mean, I'm thinking about writing an article myself. I am writing one called Freedom Sin. It's kind of a longer article, but it's very meaningful to me. We need your help. I want you guys to know that you're needed, that your voice matters, what you do matters. I'm scrolling up. I still can't believe that one officer was acquitted in Cleveland. Can you imagine that? Now, in Wisconsin, if you're listening from Wisconsin, the state Supreme Court has decided that Wisconsin drivers can ignore a cop knocking on their car window and drive away. But do the cops know this? Someone commented, and a group I'm in said, okay, but do the cops know this? You know, I don't think what the state Supreme Court has to say, because they are their own boss. They are the law, even if the state Supreme Court says otherwise. Whew. And that only applies to Wisconsin, by the way. Oh, I didn't think about that. There's the theme song from the Panther Group, I guess. They have a soundtrack that was released in 1995, a song called Freedom. I wonder if I can... I had talked to a member of the Black Panther Party that wanted to start a chapter in Tulsa. And the Oklahoma Legislative Session is over. We're safe. They were going to take our right to view the body cam footage from the police officers. And one of our own voted for that. Made me so mad. I mean, who do they think they are? I'm going to refresh my page and hope that... I'm suspecting people aren't able to call into my show. And honestly, that shocks me. This is like the third night. I had 28 callers the other night, and to go to no callers. I think there's something wrong with the system. And my people know that. That made me sound like a leader. The people in the group, that's what I should say, know that I'm online. Some of them are sleeping right now because, I don't know, maybe they're having a good time tonight. Gosh, I should have called David and we could have done something. Uh-oh. My chat room's not working. This is not a good sign. Let's see here. 1, 2, 3. It's still not there. Okay, now it appeared. Okay. Why don't we go to another part of Blog Talk Radio? Which is good because they have a phone number. But I'm going to talk to them, I guess, Tuesday. I have to wait till Tuesday. And go ahead and not continue if they can't fix this. Because we should be shown as live. Right now, there's only 3 shows that are showing live. And I know there's more than that right now. I know there is. What is wrong with them? Wow. I'm just in total shock. They'll show shows before they're live. So I'm going to have to find out what's going on. Because I'm definitely live. I mean, I'm here. I'm going to refresh the live show. Wow. Well, I guess I'll end it tonight and try again tomorrow. Maybe the customer service reps will be able to answer me. A lot of times when a vacation, a Memorial Day weekend, for example, they'll let their people have some time off, which is nice, but not good for me when I need them. It just happened around between Christmas and New Year's. And I've monologued for about an hour. I really enjoy my people. I do. I just, wow. Wow. I guess I could go ahead and just upload some more rally video. But when we listen to some rally video, since you're here and you're listening anyway, I want to give you a taste of what they talk about at the rallies and the protest, why this matters. Why does it matter? Isn't that a good question? Shouldn't we know the answer to this good question? I think we should. Let's go ahead, and I'll have people that I'll interview tomorrow. I'm just kind of disturbed that when you go to Blog Talk Radio, you can't even find the live shows. There's only three that are showing, and they probably just started. I bet at 12:30, they will not show. There's something wrong with that. Something wrong with that. Because I'm used to having a lot of callers and live listens. And if you can't find me, then how can you? Oh, my goodness. All right. Let me play something. Let me scroll down a little bit. Well, let's listen to some of what was said at one of the rallies. This is probably about... Be right back with you. And thank you for listening.
Jesus walked in the community. Bring it home.
Very interesting.
Closer.
Very interesting. The same attorney who's defending the Good Friday shooters.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
What a web we weave. Uh-huh.
Is defending who?
Hold your speaker up.
Is defending the deputy. The listen to me. Follow me.
Yeah.
Understand how this system works.
Corrupt.
All right? With a capital C.
Oh, yeah.
Very corrupt. We need to really think about what we're dealing with here.
That's right.
And stop wasting time.
Thank you. Yes.
Because you can't breathe when you first get pulled over.
That's right.
Because you're already losing your breath.
Yeah.
You already have hypertension when you get pulled over. And God forbid you have children who drive. You already have lost your breath. And for somebody to say, fuck your breath.
Oh, my God.
While you're about to die, while you're in the process of losing your life force, is an inhumane employee that you are paying for. You're paying for that. That means you have every responsibility and every right to demand justice.
Right.
Every responsibility, every right. Do not be surprised and frustrated because your politicians are not here. They deal in politics. That's what they do. The ones who are genuine will be here. The ones who are truly thinking about it have always been here. That's the difference. They didn't just come out today for the first time and decide to fight for an injustice, against an injustice. We're talking about people who always are present. So those of us, look amongst you right now and ask yourself, why are you here? What is your purpose in being here? Because if you don't have a purpose, trust me, you do not belong here. Because we are talking about war against humanity.
Yeah.
It's my love for my fellow man.
The almighty dollar, that's the reason God is on your money.
Me is a matter of life and death.
Because we are talking about the worship of something other than God. Believe me.
Money.
There you go. Believe me, that currency, there is a benefit to this over-incarceration.
Yeah.
And in this country, in this city, in this state, women being the most populated in the prison system,
women
in the world,
in the world,
in the entire world, women overpopulated in this city, in this country, in this state, in the state of Oklahoma, women are number one in incarceration.
Number one.
Do you know what that means for the next generation? Forget thinking about what it's like to not have fathers in the house.
Come on.
Think about what it's like to not have a nurturing mother in the home. That means your children are left to such diabolical messes.
Oh,
you can't even comprehend that. On a psychological and a social psychological level, that means we are headed for self-destruction.
Yes.
Trust me.
Cannabinoid deficiency.
This is just the beginning of humanism. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, you better get educated. created. It is the very beginning of it. Because once you make us artificial in totality, you become so superficial, which we are becoming. Because you don't conversate. We spend 98% of our time looking at our phones. So they know what they're doing to us. Trust me, we are becoming so desensitized. That's why this crowd is as small.
Rodney King happens every day in America, man.
We are being trained to be desensitized by this system. So the more you see it, the less you care about it. When my generation was coming up, let me tell you what happened. People that were in this crowd, some of you I know. Some of you don't even know I know you because I've been in the dirt, in the street so long. I know you.
Say it.
And I'm speaking code for those of you who know what I'm talking about. We are systematically being exterminated. Exterminated. Now, once we're gone, guess who's next? Don't think you're safe.
That's it.
There is no safety zone. Don't think this is just about black and white.
That's
it is
right.
So much it deeper.
Human rights.
That's just the excuse that
you're next.
That you're preoccupied.
That's right.
It is the greatest distraction in front of you. That is the greatest distraction.
Yes.
So what I'm telling you today is that if you want to deal with this system, you're going to have to come together so symmetrically. You're going to have to deal with this system so symmetrically. You're going to have to be like, this is like guerrilla warfare of the mind. Of the mind. Have any of you ever had to fight the police? And I mean fight and win.
No. Didn't win, but I fought.
Legally. No. One against the system. All right, then you know what I'm talking about. Look at the hands. Only three hands. Four hands. So people say they about that life. Trust me. You got some running from them and some shaking hands making deals. The rest are true warriors for the people. Not afraid. Not distracted by foolish beasts.
I know my status.
Follow me. Listen. Do not be distracted by division. Because that is the greatest weapon that will be used against us. It is the greatest weapon. It will be used to destroy us one by one. Trust me. And when we leave this space, somebody will be in your ear saying, did you hear that foolishness that guy was talking about? I can't believe that. That's insane. That's ridiculous. Somebody will be in your ear saying that because they don't want you to hear it. Anything to change the reality of what we're dealing with. And trust, there are only two human emotions, love and fear. Love and fear, those are the only two human emotions. So if your stuff is not based in love, everything about it is based in fear. Whether you love to fight, if you're a fighter for your people, you better love it. Because hate is not going to get you far. It will consume you. If you're a fighter for your culture, if you're a fighter for humanity, if you're a fighter for women and children, you better love it. Because that is the only reality. That is the only thing that is going to work for you. Because once all the hate is dissolved, you don't have anything left but insanity.
Yeah.
That's what it leads you to, utter insanity. Trust me, I am a fighter for the people. Has anybody ever been a POW? Do you know what a prisoner of war is in this country? Nobody knows?
Prison.
Nobody knows. Most of us have done time for something stupid. I am a POW, a prisoner of war for fighting for my people, for humanity. And I don't have a lot of comrades because most of us get sent far, far away where you never hear from us again. Most of us get put on death row so that you never hear from us again. The rest of us simply become so debilitated psychologically that all they ever hear is voices.
Damn.
This system we are going up against, that mess, F your breath. F your breath. It's a reason the ancestors made sure we got to see that message.
That's right.
There's a very serious reason we got to see that message. Because so many people are delusional about racism. So many people are delusional about hate. Even if you remove the equation of racism, let's say it's not about race. It is certainly about hate.
Yes.
Because if you talk to another human being who is dying and says, fuck your breath, you are truly immersed in hate. The next time somebody says, this is not about race,
say fine, because it is definitely about hate.
That's right.
Yeah. Because you have to hate. You have to intensely hate somebody to say depressed while
yes.
you are dying.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm dying.
Who can do that? No one but a killer.
Exactly.
You're talking about a killer.
Someone who has a cruel
yeah. killer. Yeah. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
You can't justify that. You can't justify that. It is inhumane.
Stone cold yeah. killer.
Inhumane.
Yes.
I see why people talk about the UN so much. Because you got to cloak your hypocrisy.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
So, yes.
Say it.
Brother James Johnson.
All right, James.
First of all, let me say that I am a lifetime resident of Tulsa. I've been a resident here for 54 of the 50, almost 56 years. If the good Lord say the same in September. Let me just say that what happened to Mr. Eric Harris, what happened to Jeremy Lake, let us please not forget him and his family, happened to me back in 2001. It is only by the grace of God, and I am forever grateful that I'm even before you today. Let me tell you all, I never will forget Officer Scott Wagner and Officer William Kennedy. One night, beat me up, pepper sprayed me, handcuffed me, threw me out of paddy wagon, and then pepper sprayed me and called me a whole lot of names that I should not have been called. I said that to say this. I thank God for two officers. Actually, there were three, and I can't remember this sergeant's name. And he didn't look like me, but he saved my life that night. Cleon Barrett, many of you know him. Had he not been there, I would be dead today. Trooper Johnson, I don't remember what his first name was, but his last name was Johnson. Had it not been for his dash camera, I would not be standing before you all today. Let me just say, we have got to make these elected officials go to Oklahoma City and demand that every officer on the Tulsa Police Department and on all the departments across this nation be forced to put on a body camera, because those cameras tell the truth. They tell the truth. And if these elected officials are not going to demand that these cameras be put on these officers, then they need to find another profession. Walmart will be hiring. They're going to need some more people. That's right. You're absolutely right. And so, guys, listen. My thing is this. I'm a single father raising a 13-year-old son myself. And when I see these little boys right here, it brings tears to my eyes, because I understand the struggle that they're already going to have. They have no clue. First of all, they have two strikes against them. Number one, because they're black.
Right.
Number two, because they're male.
Right.
Ladies, mothers,
what?
Auntie, meemaw, grandma, big mama. Thank y'all for what you do in trying to raise these young men. But let me just say, ladies, you can't take that boy and raise him and teach him how to be a man. Now, you can do the best you can do, and we thank God for that you all do. But men, let me say to us, it's time for us to step up to the plate and start doing what we used to do. Gonna have to take some OGs to get to these little G's. It don't make no sense for us to be out here fighting and killing each other over rags, over turf that don't even belong to us. I'm not understanding how these brothers are out here killing each other, but then nobody comes when it's time to fight for the park. You know what I'm saying? And so, we need to make sure that we do what needs to be done to take care of our son.
That man,
thank you.
Alright, one announcement. On Thursday, if everyone can come to the Church of Restoration, they are having another meeting in reference to police brutality. So they welcome all of your input. Please come.
At what time?
let this die. Is it 6:30? Please come. Don't let this die. And before we meet, when you go home, please make sure you take the social media and you continue the conversation.
That's right.
You continue the conversation that says we will not stop until justice is served.
Yeah.
No justice, no peace. No justice, no peace.
No justice, no peace.
No justice, no peace.
No justice,
no peace.
No justice,
no peace.
All right, guys, I want to respect
my heart. So they know when the next one is. My page, so they know when the next one is.
According to Stacey, please go to We the People Oklahoma and like the page, and we're going to be posting information. And keep in mind, this is a people's movement. This is not about our group. This is not about your group.
Right.
This is about all groups.
Yeah.
Because we all are human.
Jeremy Lake, because Kepler is going to be coming up for court.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. We got to be on top of that.
Okay, guys, before we leave, I want to be respectful of everyone's time. I know we have, this is a work week. If anyone wanted to say something really quick before we leave, please let me know.
I have a question. Okay, are we going to be here for any pending trials or rallies to show support?
Right now, I don't want to answer that, Arlene, because I'm not sure what the group is going to decide on Thursday, and they can take that information there. So, okay? All right, guys. Thank you for coming out. Please be safe.
Don't let this die.
Please be safe. And listen, one more thing. When you see a police officer, take out your phone and start recording them.
That's right.
You have every right to
record all interactions. Do not let a police officer tell you cannot record. Record all interactions. If it was not for the guy who recorded that event in South Carolina, we wouldn't even have this discussion. So thank God that he recorded this information. So record all police interactions. You have the power. You have the power. Be safe, guys.
Thank you.
Favorite song, Glanz has got to go. Hashtag Glanz has got to go. Hashtag that. So we played some clips tonight, and let's see, tomorrow is Monday. I think once I get off of here, I'll make it earlier, like 8, 9, maybe 7. Hey, I could do 6. I could probably get more people at 6, right? All right, I think 6 is good, don't you? Life is good. I want it to be good for you. I want it to be... Fair is not the right word because nothing in life is fair. But a just system. I think we can achieve that. Now, I believe you need to speak up, be heard, take action. Make your tomorrow matter. Do not live in the pain of yesterday, but live in the hope of tomorrow by taking action today. I thank you for listening to another production of We the People of Oklahoma. Please visit GlanzHasGotToGo.com with two T's on the gotta. GlanzHasGotta, two T's, go.com. We look forward to hearing from you. We're on Facebook. If you notice in the description of the show, it will say the Facebook page there. Just click on the link and it'll bring you to our page. We thank you for listening. We applaud you for signing our petition. And let's have a conversation. And let it begin with you and I.